Welcome to the App Life Podcast, moderated by Kwan and Simon. We are entrepreneurs living in Chiang Mai, Thailand. We create more apps by app for learning languages. Over 100 apps are in Play Store and App Store. Our best app is called Learn Language with Masterling. Today, we would like to talk about how and when to hire a developer.
Alright, so yeah, last episode we talked about when to hire a general person or someone to help our business, and now because it's more, it's a bit different, I think a different approach, we want to talk about specifically how to hire a developer. So our first developer we hired when we finished our first app on both Android and iOS. And then we decided to create a new app on with a different technology, React Native. And I think the reason why we did this is, or let's say like that, the reason why we didn't do it before is that I wasn't really ready, I think. Because I thought, okay, it always takes more time to teach the new person. Then you get benefit especially if the app is already out there. If there is already an existing code base, I think then it's just a little bit harder because the person has to understand the logic behind, like, what you're thinking, or they have to understand the code, right? Code base, and also like maybe they have a different way of approaching features or whatever, right? It's like, it's coding is sometimes not is like a difficult thing, I guess, right? And that's why it's easier if you have an VA, for example, you can just give them a process and that's done, right? But coding, you have to have really, they have to have a lot of knowledge, and if you make the wrong decision with coders, I think then it can go. The code base can explode, for example, and it will be hard to maintain. So that's why we hesitated. Yeah, there's a barrier. That's why we hesitated in the beginning to hire. But then when we started the new app, I think there was a point where we thought, okay, now we should try that because that's a good starting point.
Yeah. So I mean, before that, I think many people are there too. Like, you know a lot of your product, and you know you will do the best, and you know you give everything for it. And sometimes you just don't really think about giving some of the tasks away. So so the first hire of our company was like after 6 months we arrived Thailand. And that's for like the assistant or admins. And the high first developer, the real developer, was over a year. It's like almost 1.5 years. So it took so long time to get the developer to high, because first, like, we don't know that we want to high, or we don't know where to hire, and how does it work, like, for a high developer, I think. So what I remember is Simon was like, he learned from scratch, right? You learn from scratch how to create an app with React Native. You try to build the app, and you have already some things for the app, like some screens for the app already. And before we hired developer, at first we hired also designer, and it was like we were really lucky to find the designer for creating our new app, which is called Learn Language with Link. And so after you go into that network, so because Chiang Mai is so small and people know each other a lot, like many people know each other and refer, they also refer only good people to you too, because, you know, it's like their referral, right? So they try to do good things. And to this designer, I'm not sure how we know it. I think from Mark. I think we first hired developer and then hired designer. Yeah, that's right. So we try to design our app like it's like some screen, right, with some games in it. So Ling, learn language with Ling, is like learn a language with some repetitive things, like learn vocabs and then learn sentence and then do some mini games to learn a language. So we have some screens already. And then it was a time, and it was a time where I saw Simon also like very
frustrated.
Not frustrated, but you didn't look that happy somehow. I think because you work alone also like so long for so long, and you know really deep about the language and
So I think what was important is that, as you said, that I learned before because it was a new technology. I learned it before and I was quite sure that I understood the main parts so that I could, because I wanted to also do the main part of the program myself still, but I wanted to have help for certain areas. And if I would have not known about that because it was a new technology, then it would have probably failed, or at least it would have been very hard to make the app maintainable, to make the code base good and maintainable. Because it also depends on the complexity of the app, but that app was really—it's really big. Now it has probably 4,000 commits on GitHub, so it's really big. And we knew before that it's going to be big because there are other apps similar out there, and they are like big players. So I mean, the app has probably hundreds of—I don't know exactly how many screens, but let's say 100 screens or more. So. If it's a smaller app, of course you can also hire online, for example, and even if you're not coding yourself, that would also work out. But for if in that situation where we said, okay, that app is our core value, that because we both I'm the coder, right, and you the content person, but like the app is the main part of the value of the business, so that's has to be very in good quality. So that's why I think it was important that I knew the code base and I knew what I was doing, and then I could teach the new person. And in this case, we were lucky because it was a brilliant person, so I didn't have to teach that much. It was just very productive because I knew what I wanted. And I knew the code base, how it should look like. And the other guy was jumping on a train, and he was really motivated as well.
So at that time, I think we don't really have a big process because we're like only two of you, right?
Yeah.
So we don't really have like code review or peer review.
I mean, we had Git, obviously.
You have Git, you have share repository and stuff, and we don't... also, I think we have some, we already use Trello for some card already, do some like typical AGI process, like have cards estimated because we obviously pay by hours of the card, right? So,
do we? I'm not sure actually if you just.
We paid per month.
Yeah.
We have some cards to have some estimation and to test and stuff. Yeah.
So we paid per month first. Also the interview process was pretty easy because we just met him at the university, and since I already knew the technology, I could ask him a couple of questions, like, okay, how would you solve this problem? And just talk, and since we both knew what you're talking about, it was pretty easy to see, okay, this guy actually knows what he's talking about. So I think that's also an advantage, that if you can code yourself, it's very easy to see if the developers know something about it. But then the actually most important part was that to actually work with him, because we also said, again, as we mostly do, that we tested for a month and then work part-time together, and then it worked out pretty well. And from then on, we also gave him, I think, a MacBook or something for him. And yeah, then we just worked totally remotely. So the advantage with developers is you can, you don't have to work together all the time. Though I think in the beginning it was good to actually sit with them together. So that's also something where you can see. Obviously, it's also a possibility to hire online, but then you miss out on that factor that you can just sit with them together. And that's surprisingly helpful when in the beginning, where you just say, okay, yeah, let's do a few tasks together and see and learn from each other, and then later on we can do remote. So that's an advantage. But yeah, you can do online is also an opportunity, of course, too, because then you have a lot of, much bigger pool of people. But yeah, for us it was very successful to, I think 90% of our developers we hired locally. We recently we also hired started hiring a bit online, but I think both ways are good, but again, local has good advantages. And then what else can we say about
So we talked about tips? when to hire, right? For you it's like after you know a lot of the programming language itself, and after you know the main logic of the app, and you know exactly which part you can give away, like creating screen or give like the home module, and then you can work together. So that's the moment you are happy to hire the first developer, and you are feel secure of hiring like the good people to join the team.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And then we were discussing about like where to find them. As we told you before, like we found them like locally, and but then like online, obviously they are also very like high talented person. We also hire people online, and it was a really good experience. It's easy to communicate because like they speak language, right? English.
Yeah.
And then is for the payment is easier. And yeah, if the job is not done and you don't take the job, like you don't accept, so you don't pay anything.
Yeah.
But locally, it's also a little bit about like trusting people as well, and like working together and know the cultural differences, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's both, right? It's also online trust about trusting people. But online, we had also a more a different approach, so that we gave them really specific tasks. Like because locally we said, okay, yeah, we work together and then we work out and you know, that feature roughly that feature, and then that's done. But then for the projects that we did online were mostly okay, we have that migration, for example, that project, and we split that already up in very, very specific features, and then they estimate the task, and we only pay the what they estimated, unless they reasonably sometimes it's just bigger than expected, and then of course if they're a good reason we pay more, but in general that's a good way to cap the expenses and see because otherwise you might end up have spent like 5 times or 10 times that you originally wanted. That's really important to really specify that very clearly. And then if you know the developer is good and you can work easily together, then you can start doing part-time or even full-time on a regular basis. And then that's where the trust comes more into play, where you say, okay, you trust them that they... I think actually, especially online, the trust is really important, because if it's totally remote and it's also development, right? So you cannot really... you don't really have a, you don't really have like in the other jobs a deliverable where, okay, you know exactly, okay, it takes for 5 hours to do something, but for developing it's complex, right? They can tell you, okay, I spent 4 hours on a bug, and then you just have to trust them, okay, they actually spent that time, for example, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I think, yeah, it's good to start with a project first and then go from there.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, cool. Anything else we can give with tips?
Yeah, so we are very happy about our developers, what we have right now. So they are all like talented person, and yeah, it's good things about like living in Chiang Mai too. Like it's very small. So as I said before, one developer can like find his friends who are also like the A player to join to join your team. So and everyone basically knows many people. So it's easier to be connected. Yeah. Alright, so thank you very much for listening to this episode, and if you have any questions, please let us know in the comments. Goodbye.